police in Cape Breton hope the provincial government approves a request to install photo radar throughout the municipality. Constable Gary Fraser tells CKOA Radio the technology will help them accurately identify drivers with a heavy foot.
Photo radar is the next step in law enforcement for speeding. It will take pictures of the vehicle, license plate, and a lot of times it'll take pictures of somebody inside the vehicle.
Fraser says the technology does work in curbing speeding. He says it's been proven elsewhere.
It's aimed at reducing speed and improving road safety in neighborhoods, school zones, heavily populated areas. It reduced 25 to 40% of speeding in areas when they're put in place. It employs automatic cameras to capture the images of vehicles that exceed the limit.
Fraser says in the communities where the technology is available, the police in those jurisdictions hear about privacy concerns because some people don't like to have their pictures taken.
That's a bone of contention with some people, with privacy, but if you're driving around and you're speeding, you should be expect that.
Fraser goes on to say people who travel safely have nothing to worry about. He goes on to explain seeing cameras in cities is common these days, just like in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
There's no big city that you can't go to that there's not cameras. I just came back from Halifax, from the police headquarters to the waterfront, and every single building has cameras on it. Poles, there's cameras in the city of Halifax. So it's no different than here in the Cape Breton municipality. We should have that. It's an aid in us solving crimes. It'll make you feel safer in the area.
Fraser says the police are not looking to catch anyone off guard. He says signage will be in place to warn drivers that they are entering areas with photo radar. If not, he says the blame goes back to City Hall.
There's been legal action taken on other municipalities that have photo radars, and they found that there wasn't enough signage in the area, so there was some discrepancies in the courts. So it will, going forward, there will be a lot of signage, photo radar ahead. You're entering an area where there's photo radar and signage leading up to that.
Fraser says the way it works, if someone is caught speeding and captured by photo radar, they'll get a ticket in the mail with a choice to either go to court or pay a fine anywhere from $240 to $410, depending on how fast the vehicle is traveling. He says technically you can get a ticket for even going slightly above the posted speed limit.
The Motor Vehicle Act states that if you're 1 kilometer to 15 kilometers over, there's a charge. If you're 15 kilometers to 30 kilometers over, there's a charge.
Fraser says they now have digital signs in high volume traffic areas around the municipality, like on Kings Road and the Sydney Glace Bay Highway. They flash when someone is going above the posted speed limit, but no photos are taken. And he says if the municipality is able to acquire the new technology, he'd like to see one on the Glace Bay Highway.
I travel from Glace Bay to Sydney a lot in my role as a community officer. I'm driving a marked police vehicle, and I couldn't count how many times people have passed me in a marked police vehicle, and I will veer my vehicle out into the left-hand lane to slow somebody down, and I'll tap my brakes to slow them down, and they'll pass me on the inside lane. And when I stop them and question them, they say, oh yeah, well, I always do this. I always travel 90 or 95.
The municipality has the same vision of the police, supporting the idea of slowing drivers down. Mayor Cecil Clark.
Being someone who might have been accused of having a heavy foot in the past, I'm mindful of that. I personally benefit when I travel around the municipality. I look at those speed signs. You automatically, when you see the speed, you're checking it with your own vehicle speedometer to take a look at where you're at. So, you know, I think this is a healthy discussion to go forward.
CKOA Radio did ask the province for a comment to learn more about costs and the administrative procedure involved to implement the technology, but their spokesperson is not available until later this month. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coastal Radio News.